out of here.
Just a little bit of Shemp Howard. The name of the book is The Biography of the Three Stooges. Shemp Howard, the face of film comedy. Bert Kearns, how are you this morning?
Very good. It's too early for me to do a heebie-beebie-beebie for you, but...
Oh, come on. Come on. It's never too early for that. So it's interesting that Shemp didn't have the vocabulary of special effects that Curly Howard did, but give me that anyway. Give me the one.
So which one are you looking for?
Any of them you can give me.
Well, Shemp had, you know, a real bag of tricks that he used over his 13-year solo career between the time he first left the Stooges and rejoined them that they never really took advantage of. He was sort of left with a hee bee 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 and a few of his wonderful dance steps he did. But he really never had a chance following Curly. You know, it was a thankless job that he had when he took over.
All right, let's back up a little bit. Actually, he was, and it says in the promos of the book, it's like, we are going to, journalistically, we're going to bust all the myths of Three Stooges history. When you researched the book, and I want to know what your background is, because, I mean, my gosh, you've done serious journalism where you've written about all sorts of things, including one book about Marlon Brando when you've covered Hollywood, but mostly that hasn't been your gig. So why did you choose to write a book about the Three Stooges?
Well, you know, when the idea came up, I had just finished the Marlon Brando book, and I like to say, you know, after doing Marlon Brando, what other actor and what other Hollywood personality has the same sexual charisma and beauty as Marlon Brando? Well, I had to go for Shemp. at the same time, you know, there had never been a book about Shemp Howard when we started out here. There have been books about Moe, Larry, Curly, Joe Besser, or even Joe Derita. Nothing about Shemp. And when I started the book, it began just as a regular Hollywood biography project. But I found that of all the 20th century entertainment teams that still have great followings today, there are very few that have histories that are as clouded with mythology and basic misinformation as the Three Stooges. And digging a little further, I found out, and this might get some of the Stooges community upset, a lot of it has to do with the fact that Moe Howard, who was Shemp's younger brother, has always set himself up as the brains of the team and the center of the team, wrote a lot of lies about his older brother, because it seems that Moe was jealous of Shemp. Because if you look back at the history of the Stooges, dating back to 1923, when Shemp and Moe first started working with a vaudeville performer named Ted Healy as his, quote, Stooges, Shemp was the star of the show. And he was a great, versatile performer, a much better actor and comedian than the other Three Stooges were. He was really the only one who could survive and work on his own, and he proved that by having a really prosperous career as a character actor in the time that he left the act.
So he was with the act. He was a part of the Three Stooges on vaudeville. Then he left and made movies with people like Jimmy Stewart and W.C. Fields and other great comedians.
John Wayne,
right. Other greats, great stars playing all different kinds of supporting roles, usually, but not necessarily. He had some straight roles, too, dramatic roles I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, Shemp is known as the scaredy cat, the phobic, you know, scared of his own shadow, scared of animals, scared of water. That all comes a lot from what Moe had written and said about him. But when you look at Shemp, because that also really was the way he was portrayed as a character in the Three Stooges, as a scaredy cat. Hey, Moe, look out, there's a bat, you know, that sort of thing. But before that, he never played the scared character. He had a bunch of tricks up his sleeve. He played the blind, nearsighted character who would walk into walls and doors and do some very funny slapstick. He'd play the henpecked husband. He'd play the loud braggart. But he also played the comic gangster. And he played this gangster in Abbott and Costello movies. He was in some Damon Runyon movies with Broderick Crawford. And in one, in 1934, he actually played a dramatic role as a mobster in a movie called Convention Girl. and he was funny in it, but he was funny in a Joe Pesci kind of way. He pulls off a blackmail scheme, and when his partner demands his share of the money, Shemp shoots him to death. And so you saw that. It was like, wow, that's a whole different side of Shemp.
And then he came back to be one of the Three Stooges. We'll talk about how that occurred and why that occurred. We'll talk about some of the myths and misconceptions. So if you think that politics is the only place where there's disinformation, forget about the presidential election. Let's think about the Three Stooges. And if you have questions, this is the guy who might be able to answer. 312-981-7200. You can call or you can text. The biography of the Three Stooges, Shemp Howard, the face of film comedy. We're talking with the author, Bert Kearns, and we'll be right back. What a better way to start a Sunday than to hear the Three Stooges sing anything. That Three Stooges group included Shemp rather than Curly. We're talking with Bert Kearns, who authors the, just out now, the biography of the Three Stooges, Shemp Howard, the face of comedy. Bert, how was it that Shemp again joined the Stooges on the big screen?
What happened was, originally the act was Shemp and Moe. This is back in the 1920s. You get to about 1932, and the act was finally Shemp, Moe, and Larry Fine. And they were working for a vaudeville and Broadway performer named Ted Healy. They were his stooges. Ted Healy was a song and dance man and an all-around comedian. And his act would be, he would sing a song, one of the stooges might interrupt it, and he'd respond by slapping him in the face or punching them, hitting them hard enough without special effects so it could be heard in the back row. Well, right around the time, around 1932, Shemp decides he's had enough. He wants to go out on a solo career. Well, as the mythology goes, as the story goes, it was because Shemp was afraid of Ted Healy, tired of getting hit. He was afraid of being around this drunken boss. Well, if you look at the real story, just by going through press clippings and the historical records at the time, you find out that Shemp actually left because he was kind of brave. He was the star of the show, and he demanded more money. And when Ted Healy said, well, look, I give you three guys a set amount of money, change the split with Moe and Larry. When they said no, Shemp quit and went solo. He was eventually and pretty quickly replaced by his youngest brother. Shemp and Moe were brothers. Their youngest brother, Jerome, also known as Curly, took over Shemp's role. The Three Stooges went on to Columbia Pictures and began a very successful run of short subjects, which became the Three Stooges comedies we all know, and Shemp went on to a solo career. Well, in around 1943, Curly began to get sick. Curly was the one member of the Three Stooges who really lived the wild lifestyle. He drank a lot, he partied, he got married a lot, and he had lots of health problems, and he began to suffer some strokes. Got to the point where he had a serious stroke and couldn't perform anymore. And Moe convinced Shemp to join the act just to keep Moe working so the act wouldn't be over. Shemp at the time had his own successful career doing shorts as a solo star at Columbia. And he said, okay, I'll do it on a temporary basis, just temporary until Curly gets better. Well, Curly never got better, and Shemp went on for the next 8 years until his own death with the Three Stooges. And it was a thankless role. I mean, he did it because he was a mensch. It was because he loved his family. He wanted to help his younger brother, Moe. And, you know, he did it. And then everybody, you know, and from then on would say, well, we love Curly. And there's really no way around it. That is very hard for Shemp, who was a man. Every, you know, mile that he spent on the road, every hour he spent on stage or on screen was written on that face of his, that mug. He was once voted the ugliest man in Hollywood. There's no way he could follow this childlike, you know, wonder, you know, of Curly Howard. But he did it. He did it for his family.
Yeah. Tell me about the fake Shemp.
Well, this is the kind of deal that Moe Howard made with Columbia. When Shemp died, they still had four more films they had to make for Columbia. And Harry Cohn, who was the boss at Columbia, said, well, you still owe us four more films. So Shemp had to make four more films after he died. And what they did was, by this time, the shorts that the Three Stooges were making were real hodgepodges. They might shoot for a day and fill in some scenes, and they would use file footage and old clips from older Stooges films and cobble them together into a new short. But they also had to fill in some extra scenes with Shemp. So they had one of their supporting players, a guy named Joe Palma, play Shemp in four films. And he shows up from behind. He wears a wig, or he looks a bit like Shemp. He does a few hee-hee-hee-hees in the background, and very obviously is not Shemp. And he became known as the fake Shemp. And that's actually a term in Hollywood today. Whenever they use an actor to fill in for a well-known actor, he's known as the fake Shemp.
Really? That part I didn't know. So I've interviewed Curly's grandson, who's very active doing
Bradley, good guy. Yeah,
okay. And he confirmed that Curly, lots of things about Curly, but Curly loved dogs. He would rescue dog after dog after dog. So it seems that it would be odd, as has been written, where Shemp would be terrified of dogs. What did you learn?
This is the thing. I found that Shemp owned two dogs.
Aha.
Shemp loved dogs. And this is all part of this persona that Shemp has gotten over the years of being this phobic character. And that comes from Mo. See, the issue here is that there's been books about the Three Stooges. Everything goes back to one book, and it was the book written by Mo Howard, originally called Mo Howard and the Three Stooges. It was his autobiography that he died before it was completed, and his daughter finished it. And it was later known as I Stooged to Conquer. And in this book, Mo tells his story. He tells about how he was a child actor in many silent films, and how Shemp was his older brother, yet this scaredy cat crybaby, and how Mo was there in Chicago when he was sitting next to Ted Healy and saw this little guy with Chia Pet hair playing violin on the stage, and said to Ted Healy, "Hey, we got to hire this guy." And it was Larry Fine. Anyway, just about everything Mo wrote in his book wasn't true.
Oh, no.
He wasn't there. Mo had left the Three Stooges for 3 years to sell real estate with his mother at the time that Shemp was working solo with Ted Healy and discovered Larry Fine. You know, he's the one that really defined the personalities and characters of the Three Stooges, much like the characters you see on screen. And so Shemp was very, very, very different than how he's been portrayed. They say he was afraid of water, yet he used to love to go fishing off the Santa Monica Pier. You know, they say he was afraid of dogs. They say he was afraid to drive his car, yet he was always in taxi cabs. And whether he stopped driving at 16 or stopped driving at 40, that's up in the air. But there were a lot of things that, mainly because Mo outlived the other Stooges, he was out there while Larry was in the actor's home from a series of strokes. Mo was out there doing interviews on the Mike Douglas show and on radio that you can still hear on and see on YouTube today.
So what you're suggesting, Bert, is that we need to throw a pie in the face of Mo, huh?
And that's the thing. And so this way, in doing the research here, I found that I was sort of rewriting Three Stooges history.
Wow.
I didn't even realize it. At one point, I was like, there's a whole other history here that, unfortunately, takes that kumbaya vision everybody has of the Three Stooges family and kind of puts it aside a bit when you realize there was some sibling rivalry here.
Shocking Three Stooges news. The biography of the Three Stooges, Shemp Howard, the face of film comedy. The author is Bert Kearns. Bert, I thank you so much for joining us on WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you.